Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec la tu, Learn English with News. It's Sunday the 17th of March and today's news story is about an unusual traffic offender. But before I tell you what happened, let's take a look at just a few words that I'll be using in today's news story. So I'm just going to give you the word and then at the end we'll take a look back at how I use the words and what they mean, but see if you can understand them based on the context. So we start with a verb, but it can also be a noun. And the word is fine, F-I-N-E. To fine somebody and a fine. Okay, next a verb, undergo, undergo. And finally, another verb, head. H-E-A-D, head. So not the body part, but it's a verb to head somewhere. Okay, those are the keywords. We'll come back to them at the end. Okay, here is today's news story. It doesn't matter how old you are. Rules are rules. An Italian woman of 103 years has been fined after she was caught driving an uninsured car with an expired license. Police were alerted to the fact that someone was driving dangerously at 1 a.m. in the town of Bondeno in the north of Italy. Was it a drunk 18-year-old? No, the dangerous driver was 103-year-old Giuseppina Molinari. According to the police report, when officers arrived at the scene in the town of around 13,000 inhabitants, they were greatly surprised when they discovered the year of the driver's birth. Molinari's driving license showed that she was born in 1920, but it had also expired. Drivers over the age of 80 in Italy have to undergo a medical exam every 2 years in order to renew their license. She was also found to be driving an uninsured car. Police said that she was heading to Bondeno to visit friends and probably got disoriented in the dark and lost her way. She was fined and taken home by police. Despite breaking the law, Giuseppina, known by friends as Giuse, has received some words of support, including from Alan Fabbri, the mayor of nearby city Ferrara. He wrote on Facebook, "I would give Giuse a medal rather than a fine. It's not common to have such inner strength, and it gives me hope for my own old age." Molinari told local newspaper La Nuova Ferrara that she plans to get herself a Vespa, and in the meantime, we'll visit friends by bicycle instead. And that's today's news story. Okay, so what do you think of this lady, 103 years old, still driving, maybe driving a bit too fast, but is it okay because she's so old? Or is she maybe a danger? Okay, well, let's take a look back at the words that I gave you at the start. The first was fine. So we saw this word as a verb, but also as a noun. So an Italian woman of 103 years has been fined. So this means she has been issued with a financial penalty. So to fine is to issue a financial penalty, and a fine is a financial penalty. So she received a fine. And in the quote from Alan Fabbri, he says, "I would give Giuse a medal rather than a fine." Okay, next, undergo. Drivers over the age of 80 in Italy have to undergo a medical exam every 2 years. So to undergo means to experience something unpleasant. So you can use this verb with something like surgery, or to undergo surgery, or to undergo a medical examination. It is often used with medical context. And the final word is head. So, police said that she was heading to Bondeno to visit friends. So, to head means to go in a particular direction. And those are the key words. Are they clear? Do they make sense? Well, hopefully you understood most or all of today's episode. Remember, you don't have to understand every word, even some sentences, if you're not completely clear. If you have the general idea of the news story, then that's really, really good. You can read the full transcript on the Learn English with Ben fan club page, and you can check your understanding with a comprehension quiz as well. 5 questions about the news story. So if you're interested in that, then head to the website patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.